Good morning. I'm Pastor Shelley Schultz, and today is the 11th day of Christmas, January 4th, 2024. Our text today is from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 32. Paul writes, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. C.S. Lewis, in his book Voyage of the Dawn Treader, illustrates the encounter we each have in Christ as he makes us new. Eustace, the dragon, relates his encounter with Aslan, the lion. Eustace says, "Then the lion said," but I don't know if it spoke, "you will have to let me undress you. I was afraid of his claws, I can tell you, but I was pretty nearly desperate now, so I just lay flat down on my back to let him do it. The very first tear he made was so deep that I thought it had gone right into my heart. And when he began pulling the skin off, it hurt worse than anything I've ever felt. The only thing that made me able to bear it was just the pleasure of feeling the stuff peel off. You know, if you've ever picked the scab off a sore place, it hurts like billio. But it is such fun to see it coming away." Well, he peeled that beastly stuff right off, just as I thought I had done it myself the other three times, only they hadn't hurt. And there it was, lying on the grass, only ever so much thicker and darker and more knobbly looking than the others had been. And there was I, as smooth and soft as a peeled switch, and smaller than I had been. Then he caught hold of me. I didn't like that much, for I was very tender underneath now that I'd had no skin on. And he threw me into the water. It smarted like anything, but only for a moment. After that, it became perfectly delicious. And as soon as I started swimming and splashing, I found that all the pain had gone from my arm. And then I saw why. I turned into a boy again. The Apostle Paul recounts all the things we are no longer. because we have been baptized into Christ. He makes us new. We have a new and refreshed life as the Holy Spirit works in us each day. Martin Luther, in his small catechism, reminds us that every day we die to our sin, confessing it before our Father, so that we arise to live in the new life Christ has for us this day. Jesus peels back your layers of sin and the old Adam so that he can refresh you in his grace day after day after day. So with whom have you shared your story of descaling and transformation by Jesus? Let us pray. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love all that you love and do what you would do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with you I will to do and to endure. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.